children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so we'll just do open lines, and I have nothing prepared. If you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But of course, things are a little different than they were last Friday. Last Friday, we were anticipating that Barack Hussein Obama would actually launch a retaliatory attack on Israel. Everything pointed in that direction. And yet about Saturday, he decided he was going to wait for Congress, and I'm so glad that he did, because I don't think Congress is going to give him permission to launch an attack on Syria. Polls show that, a recent poll on the Drudge Report showed that over 92% of the people who responded were opposed an attack on Syria at this time, and certainly other polls have shown that only about 9% of Americans want to attack Syria. The rest of them just don't think that it has anything to do with us. We shouldn't be over there, which is exactly the case. But you see, we have an invisible government. The Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, two subversive organizations, and of course, it just so happens by coincidence, of course, only by coincidence, that David Rockefeller was the honorary chairman of both of those organizations. But basically, both of those organizations want to get us into a war over in the Middle East. Now, what would be the reason of that? Well, I think they really want to expand the war, whether they want to bring in Iran and have a justification for war with Iran. I'm not certain what they're up to, but I do know that they are intent upon a war in that part of the world today, whereas the vast majority of the people don't want a war over there. There was an article just this last week in the Time magazine, the New York Times. And, of course, New York Times is ordinarily pretty well a spokesorgan for the invisible government, the people who really run America, this small group, and whether you call them the power elite or the order, or as I call the Brotherhood of Darkness or the secret government, the invisible government, there is this small group of people dedicated to world government who run America, who control both political parties, who control the banking system, and remember, just six major banks control 69% of all the banking assets in the United States. The other 5,500 control the other 31%, and we certainly have six major media outlets that dominate the media here. That's the New York Times. Pardon me, that's the AOL Time Warner. They've split up, and they're still affiliated. There's a Bertelsmann. It's a German corporation, certainly. People who control CBS, Disney, that controls ABC, GE, and Comcast work together. GE has turned NBC over to Comcast. They have almost 1,000 radio stations across America. And then finally, the Murdoch Corporation. But these six major groups control 90% of the media. They control what the American people think. They have their people planted in education. They have their people certainly planted within our church industry. And as a result, why, of course, the American people, their reality is largely controlled by these people working behind the scenes. And they are intent upon expanding the war over there in the Middle East. They're the same people who got us involved in war after war after war. Whether it was the phony first Kuwait war, where we were gotten into that by certainly the phony testimony of a little girl who talked about how American soldiers went into, Iraqi soldiers went into Kuwait City and took little children out of the bassinets and threw them on the ground and bayoneted them. And it was all a lie. The little girl was just happened to be the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States. And then they got us involved in the first Gulf War, and because that, the second Gulf War, by the attack on the Twin Towers and Building 7 and the Pentagon, but they'll never show us the videos of the attack on the Pentagon. They just, they've shown us one, and it doesn't show a plane in the Pentagon. And unfortunately, of course, if you watch Building 7 come down, watch it again and again, you'll see it's a controlled demolition. Then watch the Twin Towers come down and see the massive explosions. That was a controlled demolition, too. They killed 3,000 people to get us into the war with Iraq. Well, who do we have on the line? Now, it's open line. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's Deborah Taveras. How are you,
Deborah,
today?
Oh, Deborah, I'm so glad you showed up. I didn't want to have to do an open line program. So, Deborah has certainly been researching so many things. She has an excellent website. You'll certainly want to go there and analyze the material she has, because she's posted certainly the material that going into the background of certainly the invisible government that really controls the United States. She's taken our material on the New Order of the Barbarians, certainly the material we got from Dr. Dunnigan, who had actually heard Dr. Richard Day of Planned Parenthood talking about the order that runs America and their plan for America. Deborah, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, Dr. Stan, I think that we need to talk about the urgency that everyone engage fully and pass this information on to everyone as soon as possible. Globally, the human population is under massive silent weapons assault. And in order to understand clearly what that means, you need to go to stopthecrime.net and read that 44-page document called Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars. I can't underscore a more important document to read. Everybody needs to put down everything else they're reading and read that 44 pages and then engage.
Tell us what the background of that document is.
Well, absolutely. It is a document that was foisted in the 40s with the international bankers, with Rockefeller, the U.S. Air Force, and Harvard University. And it was then approved as a policy at the first Bilderberg meeting in 1954.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at America.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares, and she's talking about some of the documents she has posted on her website, and you'll certainly want to go there and get that. Certainly she has the material that up there going into the background of the testimony of the interviews given by Dr. Dunnigan. I interviewed him and hit her, Dr. Richard Day, talking about the order, the organization that runs the world, or at least runs our country, and their plan, and how they were going to shift our production overseas, and certainly to break up marriages, certainly push this whole idea of world government. And then, of course, she's talking about another document here, and certainly go right ahead with this. This is one that was prepared for the original Bilderberg meeting back in 1954, and basically it lays out the plan for world government. You must understand, this is a subversive movement, and these people control our government, and they go take us from war to war to war. Why do they do that? Why, they want to change the world, and there's no better way to change the world than through war, and that's why we fought World War I to bring about the League of Nations, World War II to bring about the United Nations. That's why we're headed towards World War III, and out of the chaos that's coming from another great contrived war. They hope to bring about their one world government, and also, of course, limit the population of the world. They intend to kill hundreds of millions of people before this is over. But Deborah, you go right ahead with this report.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars that I was discussing prior to the break is one of the most important 44 pages that everyone needs to read. Now, it's available on our website both as a download. We've also put it up as a DVD and a CD. People can now listen to it as a film company has put it to film. So I can't underscore this enough. It is a document of absolute total global manipulation, enslavement, and genocide. And I can tell you that it is a silent weapon system that we are all facing. And that is what Kennedy told us about just 10 days before he was assassinated. And he said basically that we're opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy, that it has conscripted vast combinations of everything, the military, the diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. His entire speech is up on StopTheCrime.net. And what I want to say for those of you that are listening that cannot download these documents or that do not have a computer, you can phone our shop that makes copies and order these documents. And the phone number is area code 707-586-9558. Again, 707-586-9558. We want everybody to have these documents in their hands to make copies and spread this. What has happened is we have consented by lack of knowledge to all that's falling around us. This has been pre-planned. This is part of the massive deception And the evil forces, those Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, understand that consent is their primary victory. And just as the new Common Core education is wheeling its way in through all of our schools, dumbing down math and science, no longer teaching cursive, this document has already dumbed us down. We do not know our history. I know that I never learned when I was in school years and years ago that we were already subverted back in 1933 after the bankruptcy of the United States. Most of us were not taught that as a result of that bankruptcy, we became collateralized against the debt, and that it literally we lost all our sovereignty, and the Emergency Banking Act made it impossible for us to continue. And this is an act that through various means has continued. Essentially, all sovereign American citizens residing in the Republic of the United States suddenly and falsely were expatriated from their sovereign American status without their knowledge or consent, and their labor, souls, children, property, sweat equity, and credit became the financial collateral for the public debt. Now, we're consenting through all, with all of this through lack of understanding what they have done. And the longer we wait, the longer that it takes for us to wake up, read these documents, and understand what they have withheld from us already, the more difficult it will be to achieve any kind of victory at all. Also, again, I know that Dr. Stan was talking about the falsification of wars and other aspects of large world calamities. We know the Great Depression in 1929 was fomented. It was a massive catastrophe. And it was staged. It was concocted by Rothschild, the Rockefellers, the banking empires, the Queen and British Parliament, the U.S. President, Congress, the Vatican, numerous elite families to steal our gold. So I can tell you, go to StopTheCrime.net. Read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Scroll down further on the homepage and read The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. It is one of many ways in which you can understand what has happened, so you will not comply. We must not comply to this monster that is lurching on everyone's front doorsteps right now. We have the global smart grid being deployed. Everyone knows this is massive surveillance. Everyone knows that everything we do in our homes will be captured at that massive 1 million square foot data collection center in Bluffdale, Utah.
Well, now, Deborah, I think basically what you're talking about, of course, is the smart meters. And then, of course, the smart meters on your homes all across America are programmed so that as soon as all the appliances and the replacement appliances, you put in new appliances, they'll have a chip in them, and so they will know what appliances you're using, and they will then be able to tell what you're, whether you're using a refrigerator or two refrigerators, or what you're doing with the energy. They'll be able to, down the line, to turn off various items if they want to in your home. It'll all be coordinated through a smart grid. We are moving into a totally regulated society. This is not happening by accident. They have cameras on every corner. Everybody has a number. They have the drones to watch us, certainly. They have facial recognition. They can identify anybody with their cameras. And all those cameras are not going out to prevent crime, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's ostensibly the reason. It's for a total surveillance society. It's coming very rapidly. And they're watching, they're listening to all of your telephone conversations. It's all done by computer, of course, reading your emails, reading your faxes. All the records are being kept. And when the President of the United States goes on to Jay Leno and says, we're not listening to your conversations, he's simply lying. And basically the information's out there. That's why they want to send Snowden to prison. The last thing they want is for people to understand that you live in a surveillance society, as a prelude to the horror that lies ahead. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, Well, that's absolutely right. We're being imprisoned on this planet, and the massive surveillance is more massive than most people understand. And what I would recommend to understand more of the details on the smart meter deployment, I did a speech that is on, or a talk, I should say, that's on StopTheCrime.net on the homepage. Scroll down. It's a talk I gave about smart meters to the Oath Keepers, and you will see that. I encourage everyone to listen to it. It puts together Agenda 21. It shows all of the military documents that tell us that the frequencies that are emitted from the smart meters, it's a, they call it RF, which is radio frequencies, but it's microwave radiation frequencies, and these are being emitted through this grid mesh network. This is part of the silent weapons for quiet wars. Silent weapons mean a variety of things. They mean our attack on economy, or their attack on our economy, their attack on our educational system. They use frequencies. They're using a variety of fingerprintless methods in which we will not even realize we are being subdued by any type of a weapon at all. In fact, on page 7 of the silent weapon system, it says, or actually it's page 9 of the silent weapon system, it says the public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way. It's important to understand also what they say is they say that when a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, both psychological and economic, becomes too great and they crack up. They say a silent weapon system is a biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, the options, the mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. Now, I want to tell you what really this entire smart grid control of our electricity is really all about. There is a document in the Department of Energy, and it's posted on the website on StopTheCrime.net, where we talk about the breaking news of the smart meter opt-out. For those who do not understand that, many cities across the United States were able to stop the deployment of these smart electric meters on homes of different customers by the utility companies, and we have learned that that was just an appeasement program. That is not really the case. I'll explain that in a minute. But you can go and read the entire article that we have up on StopTheCrime.net on the homepage. But most importantly, it's important to understand what it says in the Department of Energy document. It says, the ultimate goal, to not use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. This is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. This is aiming for zero. This document is, again, on StopTheCrime.net. What we have found out about the smart meters, that many people have been delaying the deployment of their homes because they recognize this is a massive surveillance grid. This will, of course, give the massive NSA data collection center data on your personal living habits. This is a prelude to the collapse of the paper currency, where everything will be doled out to us as energy credits based on the smart grid deployment. But it's also a radiation frequency that will kill us. It damages our DNA, and they know this.
You're talking about the radiation that comes from the smart meter, is that right?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Right. There's no mistake that people have heard that people are fighting against it because of health concerns. and people are getting sick. When you go to stopthecrime.net, at the very top of the page, you will see a symptoms chart that you can pull down and download, and you will see all of the problems that are resulting from all of the increased frequencies that we're now being exposed to intentionally. Again, this is part of the silent weapon system. And many of those silent weapon systems with frequencies not only include the massive smart grid, global massive smart grid, but also the cell phone towers that are being deployed, all of the antennas that are being deployed in all of our communities everywhere. In fact, you can go and do an antennasearch.com, antennasearch.com, and you can download the location of the cell towers and the antennas nearest your home in your communities. This is all being done intentionally. We are being corralled in a wireless dog fence. We will not be able to travel because people will not feel well. They won't realize or recognize why they're not feeling well. They'll go to their doctors and they'll say, well, we're having difficulty concentrating. We're having headaches and migraines and our ears are ringing. We're having difficulty breathing and respiratory problems. Reaction time will slow down. People are having massive sleep disruptions, insomnia, night sweats.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Hold that thought. We're going to a break. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Deborah, our number 877-254-754. Could this really be true? 877-254.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and what most people do not understand is we have an invisible government. They control both political parties, And the reason that we still have an element of freedom here is because they need us. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. Of course, you and the military thinks that suddenly going into Syria is a terrible mistake, attacking Syria. But that doesn't matter. The military do what they're told. And unfortunately, they're using the military and financial power of the United States to manipulate us towards a great war. And out of the horror of this coming war, oh, they hope will come this one world government. That's what it's all about. These people have no loyalty to America. They're part of a secret cabal working against this country. And if you doubt that, just read David Rockefeller's memoirs. You can get the book from us, page 405, where he tells you about the secret cabal that he's part of that is working against the best interests of the United States. That's his words, not mine. A secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others to bring about more integrated global and economic system. And basically now what Deborah's bringing out certainly is that there all these programs are in place. The average individual doesn't know about it, but because, of course, they're influencing our mind, that's why they fluoridate the water, because it has an impact on your mind. And most of the water fluoridated with hydroflow silicic acid contains lead, and the lead level, and specifically in the blacks, skyrockets, which is why one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, parole today, because it's targeted at the black population. And why doesn't Jesse Jackson tell us that? He knows it, because we've sent messages to him. But he and Al Sharpton and the others are simply flunkies in this whole system, creating racial hatred back and forth. And there's no massive hatred on the part of the whites for the blacks. But believe me, everything's being done to generate hatred of the blacks for the whites so they can play one group against the other, Hispanics against whites, whites against blacks, blacks against whites. It's all engineered, ladies and gentlemen. It's all engineered so that we don't see the real enemy, and the real enemy are those whose loyalty is this one world government. Well, if you have a question for Deborah, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Could this really be going on in America today? Are they really poisoning our minds with water fluoridation and many of the foods that we eat? Is it one of their major goals, population control? Do they really intend to kill off most of the people in the world? Deborah, why don't you go ahead and get your website out again? How can people get to your website, get these documents, and then go on from there?
Yes, I would encourage everybody to go to stopthecrime.net. We have very important downloads. We have a download on frequencies and how it interferes with brainwaves. We're asking for everyone to massively reproduce that document and get it to all of your police and first responders as soon as possible. What we, of course, have seen is in the United States the proliferation of cell phone towers, and the telecom industry is paying money for people to have those towers on their property. And because of the economy and the downturn, we're seeing many cell phone towers on police departments and fire departments and first responders. And the fact that the police and fire departments are now operating on wireless technology, they are absolutely having an assault upon their behaviors. They don't realize it. We're seeing increased societal anger. This is all fomented largely by the frequencies interrupting and interfering with our brainwaves. We are frequencies, and the silent weapons program is assaulting the very basis of our DNA. In fact, they're now going to start requiring Wi-Fi in all the schools. It's very, very important to understand what Wi-Fi will do. It is the same thing as the cell phone towers and the smart meters, the interference on our brain. Important to understand that it will damage the mitochondria and DNA of our children and their children and their children.
No, so I think, Deborah, people need to understand the Common Core curriculum that is being introduced all across America will require that every child have a computer. And you're going to start these children on the computer when they're 5, 6, 7 years old. Their skull isn't even formed then. And so they do get excessive radiation, which can have an effect on their mind and brain development. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just figure we're too dumb to care. And we're going to be too well entertained watching football. And, oh, football season is coming up. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I love football. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, they are using entertainment so that we do not effectively see what is going on.
Well, that's true, and I can tell you that there is some new scientific research out of the UK on the consequences of Wi-Fi with our children, and they say that we will be sentencing 57% of all children to some type of birth defect forever, and this is intentional. So I can say to you that we must unplug as much as possible from as many wireless devices that we are now becoming very addicted to. Because on StopTheCrime.net, we have a newly found White House government document. It's only 13 pages. We've had it verified now with many scientists and doctors on what this increased frequency apparatus that they are now deploying this month, September of 2013. It's not a coincidence that that massive NSA data collection center in Bluffdale, Utah, is going online in September as well. So I urge everyone, again, go to StopTheCrime.net. You will see a flashing document at the very top of the landing page. Take a look at this document. Read what the doctors are telling us about this. The way we must fend against this intentionally increased amount of artificial frequency is to unplug as much as possible from all wireless. And I can say this document will outline the fact that they are striving for mind control. As insane as this may seem to many people that have not been aware of this intention, all you need to do is go to StopTheCrime.net, go to that link, and you will read many articles and documents about the secret experimental programs that have been taking place for decades and decades on how to control the human mind. In fact, recently, as far as just a few weeks ago, it was revealed that a doctor was able to control the mind of his colleague a ways away and make him actually do what he wanted. And this is what this document is talking about that I'm referring everyone to. And so not everyone is susceptible to mind control. And once you know that this is their intention, you'll figure out ways in which to avoid this takeover. Essentially, this will be able to control your thoughts, your emotions, and direct your physical actions. And people do not understand what is happening to them when they are doing things that they normally would not do. This is the end of free will.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. To Deborah Tavares, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7254. Back in a moment.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment with Deborah Harris and Sydney. StopTheCrime.net. You certainly want to go to our website. Deborah has a great deal of information, and she's gotten these documents, and you want to read them. You want to check them out, and certainly these are documents that certainly some come from government, some are things that are put together by people, presenting them to government agencies, but they all tie together into this common denominator. There is a small group of people who have a different agenda because they have a different loyalty. They want to bring about this one world rule under a controlling elite. Deborah, you go right ahead.
That's exactly right. And when you read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, you will see that according to the document, the international elite, as I said earlier, decided in 1954 to wage a quiet war against the people with the goal of shifting the wealth from the irresponsible many into the hands of the responsible, worthy few. It says that in the document. They say, in view of the law of natural selection, it was agreed that a nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who would not have intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. The document talks about that the goal was to establish an economy which is totally predictable and manipulable. The masses will have to be trained and assigned a yoke from a very, very early age. And to achieve such conformity, the family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. And they talk about how, again, it would be applied gradually. They tell us how they would drug our children. Well, we see that. Our children are being, many instances, forced to have Ritalin. This was discussed in this document that was hatched in the 40s, what they would do. We must fully engage, all of us, as many as possible, understand as the large picture, so that we understand the sooner we engage, the sooner we may have some level of victory. Certainly, we will understand emotionally what is occurring, because essentially, the illnesses that are increasing globally, the levels of attacks are manifesting themselves in the loss of our health. We're becoming extremely sick. We're exuding violent behaviors, massive increases of autism and ADHD.
Weakened immune system. Deborah, I think we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is Anne, and I'm calling to ask Dr. Treveris, Ms. Treveris.
Deborah Treveris.
More specifically, what we can do other than print off these copies of your documents and give it to police and et cetera.
Thank you for calling. We have a solutions page on StopTheCrime.net. It offers a variety of ways that people can engage. First, you have to protect yourselves by not eating any of the Illuminati poisoned foods and try to avoid all the toxins that they're giving us in the food supply. Of course, avoid the fluoridated water. Do as many things as you can do to avoid the toxins so you can engage on a healthier level. And then understand the ways that you can prevent some of the frequencies from entering into your homes. Again, that is listed on the solutions page of StopTheCrime.net. More importantly, is to become educated, because it is our consent by lack of knowledge that this monster is rolling over all of us. And so becoming educated as quickly as possible, we're giving you the bare bones, most important resource documents written by them so that people can quickly understand where we are. We advocate putting magnetic signs on your vehicles. We are the media. We have banners that we hang here off of our vehicles here in Northern California on the weekends. We do traffic checks to see where we can get the highest viewer of our signs and banners. Your silence is your acquiescence, is your permission, and that's what they say. We are consenting by our silence, and we are also consenting by lack of knowledge. So again, in answer to your question, we must understand where we are, and we cannot do that unless we do a little bit of homework to understand how the bankruptcy of 1933 already eliminated our sovereignty. We must understand that we have an illegal apparatus here in our country.
The important thing is to be willing to say it. This is a subversive movement. It controls Washington, D.C., and these people should be arrested and indicted. We must educate the American people. We must let them understand what they're doing to our children, what they're doing to our freedom, what they're doing to our nation. But even more than that, of course, the only thing that's going to turn this around are powerful spiritual forces, because what energizes this movement truly is demonic. And without a massive revival of the people of this country, certainly turning back to God and certainly getting out of these controlled churches that make you feel good but don't preach the gospel, there's going to have to be a great revival in America. The only reason there's going to be a revival is because people understand what's going on and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan, and it's very, very important to understand the massive police state that has already been created. We are being imprisoned on every single level. There are multiple levels of this imprisonment. So what do we do about that? Everything is running on computers and algorithms. Don't give your data to anybody. Stop using credit cards. Do not fill out questionnaires. Do not be part of petitions. All of this information is going into a corrupt system. We are engaging in a corrupt system. We go to courts thinking that we're going to, have a positive outcome. These are corrupt courts. The United States and most other countries have been taken over by massive mega corporations and banks posing as legitimate governments, and they are not. We have been massively deceived. And you'll understand that by, again, going to StopTheCrime.net. Take a look at The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. Read that. There are many resources to that. As soon as you understand...
We're out of time, Deborah. God bless. Thanks for everything you do. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much, Dr. Stan.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, we suggest you go to Deborah's website, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and pull down these documents and read and study them. It's violent. It's essentially important that you understand what's going on, and then you've got to help us reach others. And you, that is up to you. How you do it is up to you. Get people. Go to our website. Go to my website. You can listen to my radio programs 5 hours a day. If you have nothing better to do, but at least you'll learn what's going on. Remember our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. In fact, Deborah's going to be on our 3 o'clock program this afternoon. And she reminds me of the way I was 50 years ago when I got started trying to tell people what was really going on. But we're dealing with subversion. These people are subversive. Their loyalty is not to America. And they are in positions of power in Washington, D.C., in both political parties, making mockery of our electoral process. Well, you can sit back and say, well, I'm not going to be involved, or there's nothing I can do, and you assure that you will lose your freedom. Or you can join us in this epic struggle. Now, we do hope if you're in a position to help us financially, you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will take you into the what energizes these people working behind the scenes. If you'd like to read what Barry Goldwater said about these people, his chapter on Sydney on our unelected rulers, about page 280 from there to the end of the chapter, we have used copies of Barry Goldwater's book. He will tell you. They want to take over our government. They're going to take over our government. They're going to control the churches and the political and the economic system. They're going to control our industry. It's all there. Barry Goldwater did an excellent job. And then, of course, read what David Rockefeller says in his book, Memoirs. They're all available from my ministry. And you get to my ministry by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan on population control, the covert agenda. If you want to understand why they want wars, you need to get our DVD on the desperate deception. It's my interview with Norman Dodd back in 1980, where he tells about how his agents went through the files of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, back in 1908. And what did they talk about that year? These were the executives, these elitists, and part of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. They said, how can we change the world? Why? Through war. Well, war is the best way to do it. And then they spent all of 1909 figuring how they were going to get us into a series of wars. And they did. That's what World War One was about. The League of Nations, World War Two, the United Nations, World War Three. The one world government that's coming, and hundreds of millions of people are going to die. And that's why they're trying to get this war started over in the Middle East. Whether this will be World War III or a prelude to it, I don't know. But I do know that there's no reason for us to be involved in Syria. Why do we want to bomb Syria? Basically, there's a gentleman, and you can look this up on the Internet. His name is Dale Gavlak, G-A-L-V-A-K. G-A-L-V-A-K, he's an AP reporter. He's been over in Syria, and where did the poison come from? Poison gas came from Saudi Arabia. It was Saudi Arabian poison gas given to the rebels. They didn't know how to use it. It turned loose and it killed probably 300 or 400 people. Remember, some people say it killed 300 people. That's what the doctors without borders, Kerry insisted. They killed 1,400 people and over 400 children. They're all lying, ladies and gentlemen. Look up Dale Gavlak and you'll find out what really happened. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision. Texas. For tomorrow, please.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of